Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football inclusive.
Welcome to the Player Spotlight, powered by All Access Football and brought to you by the one and only NFLDraftBible.com, the leading authority of the NFL Draft. I'm your host, Kenny Franek from College Football Insiders. Today I'm joined by linebacker out of Louisville, John Dempsey. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing real good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. So how has Louisville been treating you lately?
Louisville's been good. Still able to come to facilities and get treatment and work out in the weight room and use the facilities and get after it how I want to. So Louisville's been good.
Treatment? What have you been getting treated?
I've been getting my knee treated a little bit and then just ice tub here and there just to keep the body ready and relaxed. Because as I'm sure most people know, the last game of the season, I had an injury that stopped me from playing the last game. I injured on the first play of the game, messed up my knee, but right now I think I'm back to 100% and ready to pursue my career.
Okay. So you didn't tear like an ACL or anything, obviously, because you would have been out, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 months, something like that?
Yes. It was actually my MCL. I was only out for about 3 weeks. So, and luckily it was the last game of the season. So.
Oh, okay. Well, at least, you didn't have to go through that surgery because I know a couple of people that have had to go through it, and they say it's a terrible thing to go through, and rehabbing's even worse. So at least you got good news on the last game of the season, right?
Yes.
So you're from originally from New Jersey. So why'd you choose Louisville and not, like, the Rutgers or anything like that?
Yes, I'm originally from Collinswood, New Jersey. Well, I had to go the junior college route coming out of high school. So, and I went to College of the Sequoias in California with a couple other guys from New Jersey, about three other guys, and we became really close. I knew about two of them during my high school career. We haven't played against them, but we're friends just growing up. So we all went out there and just went out there and put in work and then got the opportunity to get picked up by a D1 school or maybe a Division II or something like that. And at all the schools, I took a couple visits, went to Michigan State, Minnesota, was going to visit Memphis and visited Louisville, and I narrowed it down to Louisville and Michigan State, and I just felt that was the best spot for me. Cause at the time, the defense coordinator was Ron English, who's now the head coach at Eastern Michigan, and he just ran a good scheme that I thought I could fit in. He was a good coach, and it gave me the opportunity to come and play right away, so that's why I chose Louisville.
Okay, and so you weren't heavily recruited coming out of high school then?
Well, at high school, I was heavily recruited. It was just my grades. I was going to go to Syracuse coming out of high school. But after I had to go to junior college route, it opened up more teams and stuff like that. So I just chose a different path.
Okay. And what would you say your biggest strength is?
Well, my biggest strength is on the field is just my tackling ability and just for the ball. I just know whoever has the ball that I can be in the position to make the play, make big plays, and provide for my team. So I believe my biggest strength is just a headhunter, just a knack for the ball carrier.
And so what have you been working on to improve most since the season has ended?
I've just been working on my speed and more my strength. I believe I have good sideline-to-sideline ability for my size. So I've just been working on more my strength and reading the offenses. That was real big at the next level.
And you didn't get invited to the NFL Combine. Did you kind of feel like you were snubbed by not getting the invite? I mean, you did have 107 tackles last year, which is pretty impressive at the linebacker position, no matter what college team you're on. So did you feel like you kind of deserved to get an invite, just to at least get the chance to show what you had?
Yes, I did. I did feel like I got kind of snubbed a little bit, as you said. I led my team in tackles my 2 years there at Louisville. First year I was there, led the team in tackles with 85, second year 107, and I also didn't play the last game, so I'm sure I would have had more tackles than that. and I was second in the Big East in conference in tackles. I was in the top 10 in the country almost the whole season. Averaged almost 10 tackles a game the whole season. And I just took it as motivation. So when I get on the next level, just to show other players, even if they're doing good, hopefully I can provide at the next level if the team picks me up, to show them that the guys that get to go to the combine, it's not all about that. There's guys out there that still can get drafted or picked up free agency that didn't get invited. But, yes, I was a little upset that I didn't, even though I think the main reason was because my injury at the end of the season. But still, I believe I still should have got a chance to come there, even if I wasn't going to participate, just to meet coaches and do things like that. But I just take it all as motivation now just to prove to, I guess, the guys that ran it that and other players that you can still do it without the combine.
And so did you work out at your pro day then?
Yes, I did. I worked out at my pro day.
And what drills did you do there? Did you participate in all of them or just a couple? Or
at my pro day, I participated in all of them. I felt that I was ready. I ran everything, ran 40, did the L drill, the 5, 10-5, the 60-yard shuttle, all that, did position drills. So I did all the drills, talked to some coaches. So I felt that I did pretty good and felt good at my pro day. My knee felt fine and everything was good.
And what was the 40 time you were clocked at your pro day?
My 40 time at my pro day, my fastest one was a 4.68. That was my first 40, and I believe my second one was about a 4.8. I had a hamstring injury while training for pro day, so I kind of let up on my second 40, so that's why I believe it was at a 4.8.
And what would you say your average time usually is on your 40? Do you know what your best time has been on that?
My best time has been about a 4.6, but I say my average time is about a 4.7.
Okay. And what? How many scouts were at your pro day?
About 16 to 20 scouts were there. I thought there would have been a little bit more, but it was enough to give our guys a buzz, so I think it went well.
And did you meet with anyone afterwards, after you're done with your workout?
I've talked to a couple guys. No one met with guys really like that, but I talked to a couple coaches, and they had me on their draft boards and things like that. So hopefully when the day comes this Thursday and through Saturday that I just get my opportunity.
And speaking of the upcoming draft, what is it like knowing that, you know, in just a few short days, I mean, your life's going to be completely changed. You're going to be an NFL member.
Yes, well, it would be just a dream come true, just something I dreamed for all my life growing up. That's why I play the game, to get to the next level at all aspects. Coming out of high school, I played to get to college. Coming out of college, playing to get to the NFL. It would just be a dream come true, and it would change my life dramatically, me and my family. It would give me the opportunity to go get a job and something that I love and provide for my family as well.
And what are your expectations going into the draft? Do you expect to be drafted on day 1, 2, 3? Do you expect to go undrafted? I mean, where's your head at as far as that goes?
Right now, I can't even tell you because I'm not sure at this point. But I know for sure that I'm not going to get drafted day 1 or day 2, I don't believe. So I believe if I do get drafted, it'll be late day 2, maybe day 3. But still, even if I go free agent, and as long as I get a chance to get in somebody's camp, I'm going to prove to them that I should be there.
So are you going to watch day 1 and day 2 of the draft, or what do you plan on doing during those 3 days that the draft is going on?
Yes, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to keep my phone on and everything because you know anything could happen. A team could like me over someone else and want to take me early. But like I said, it's just whatever the team wants and what their needs are. But I'm going to watch it because that's what I've been doing my whole life. I always watch the draft. So it's not going to change anything.
And have you been contacted by any teams lately, or did you work out with any teams or meet with any of them?
I haven't worked out with any teams. I talked to couple teams. They like my film and everything. They said they like the way I play. I'm a tough player and a competitor. They like the way I come downhill. and make tackles. And they said that was enough for them to see that they didn't need me to come work out and things like that. But as this week is, you know, all the players at the end of the draft, teams are interested in them. They've been calling to make sure I had the right draft date number and an alternate number. So hopefully them teams that I spoke to will give me a shot.
What teams specifically have you spoken with?
Well, I got a few calls just concerning my numbers and stuff like that from the Colts and Arizona Cardinals. I can name them too. There's a couple other teams, but I won't name them.
Oh, okay. Well, you just named one. You could be the next Carlos Dansby, my friend.
I hope so.
And speaking of NFL players, who would you feel like you draw comparison to as far as your game goes?
As far as my game goes, I compare myself to a Patrick Willis because I really like him a lot. That's my favorite linebacker in the NFL, and I always watched him growing up. Even when I was at JUCO, I was also getting recruited by Ole Miss my first year there, and I always watched them because I really liked them. Our quarterback came from there, Brent Schaefer, at a JUCO, so I really like them. But Patrick Willis, I just like him. I met him a couple times, went to a couple of his games, and I just like him. I also have his autograph and stuff like that. So my roommates, his cousins with Taquito Spike, so, and they're good friends also. So I just, Patrick Willis, he's just, like I said, he just knows how to get to the ball. He led his team in tackles, also a Pro Bowler, came in as a rookie, was rookie of the Defensive Rookie of the Year. Hopefully, if I get the opportunity, I can do the same.
Yeah, that man flies around the field for sure. And you mentioned earlier that you're quick from sideline to sideline, and I think he's probably the best in the league that does that. So, yeah, if you're definitely that speedster from sideline to sideline, then that was definitely a great comparison that you just picked right there. And you can't go wrong with Patrick Willis. He's definitely a beast, so. And obviously, since the draft is, you know, coming up, even months ago, after the season had ended, you know, people started writing about, you know, all the prospects and everything like that. You know, their pros, their cons. Did you ever find yourself reading up on what people were saying about you?
Not really. I'm not going to lie, I had Googled myself a couple times just for pictures and stuff to email the family that family wanted, and I came across some stuff. But for the most part, a lot of guys are saying that I should get a look from the NFL because my short tackling ability and things like that. Really haven't read nothing negative, maybe except for my speed. But like I said, on the clock, on the 40 time, my speed probably isn't up to par, but I know on the field I'm able to run around with anybody, so.
And you played middle linebacker in college. Do you see yourself, if somebody asked you and saw something maybe that, you know, others didn't, they saw some speed that you can get on the edge quickly to maybe move you to outside linebacker, is that something that obviously you'd be willing to do, or are you kind of you're good to go there in the middle of the field?
Yeah, I'm willing to play outside linebacker or middle. My junior year coming into Louisville, I started at outside linebacker, played outside linebacker, like I said, led the team in tackles with 85. And my senior year, they moved me to middle linebacker. We got a new defensive coordinator and had a new scheme, so he felt more comfortable with me at middle linebacker. But when Coach English was here my junior year, I played outside linebacker. And I feel fine to play outside linebacker, come off the edge, come and make sacks, go in coverage and stuff like that. So I believe if a team wanted me to do that, then I would be able to do that for them. So, like, my tape and stuff that I sent out this year has my junior year on it playing outside and my middle playing inside. So I feel as if a team is looking at me, that's probably one of the high-ups on me because I played both positions.
So since you did play both in and inside and outside, do you have a preference? Which one did you like more?
I like middle more because I was just able to be around the ball more, and I like coming downhill and just going head up with a running back or a lineman. So I'd rather play middle linebacker, but like I said, it really wouldn't matter to me in the NFL where a team would put me as long as I'm there to help, contribute, and hopefully win some playoff games and go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, definitely. If you like running downhill, you kind of get that chance to see where the gaps are and just kind of shoot that gap and let the running back or the ball carrier just have it. That must be the greatest feeling in the world. I can only imagine. I mean, obviously, I'm too small to ever have played football, but you know, without a doubt, I think the linebacker position would have been a fun position to play.
Yes.
All right. Well, we like to close out the interview with a segment we like to call Three and Out. It'll just be three quick little questions that, you know, feel free to answer any way you like to. First down, since the summertime is dawning upon us, what is your favorite summertime activity?
Summertime activity. I would have to say just hanging out, just barbecuing and grilling with my friends and teammates, just here outside on a nice sunny day, you know, with a couple females just out there just having fun, you know.
A couple females. See, you got to have a little mixture, you know. You can't just mingle with the guys, right?
Yeah.
So what barbecuing is better? Is it better barbecuing in Louisville or back out east in New Jersey?
Well, I like at Louisville because it's a different mixture because, you know, it's a lot of guys from different areas, and we all just put in and just barbecue what we like and what they like, and we all just mix it up and then just share to see who can cook and who can and stuff like that. So, you know, we got a couple guys from Hawaii on the team and from Florida and Georgia, so we just have fun.
So which one of those states is representing the best with their grilling or barbecuing ability?
Man, I don't know. We got a big defensive lineman that can throw down, a good big guy named Tim High. So I believe he might be up there for the lead right now. So, yeah.
All right, second down. What's the first thing you will buy with your first NFL check?
Man, first thing I'll buy first would probably be a car for myself. But if it wasn't that, probably make sure my grandma is able to have her house and make sure I pay that off.
Well, you're the second one, actually, that's mentioned grandma and buying a house for him. So I guess we got a lot of people looking towards family, which is a great thing. You got to look at where you came from and help family members out when you can. All right, third down. What's the one team you're looking forward to facing the most once you get to the NFL?
One team. I would probably have to say the Colts. I would like to get a hit on their quarterback. I believe he's probably the best quarterback in the NFL this day, so I would like to get a hit on him. I know he's real good at protecting his body and getting down on blitzes and stuff like that. So if it was one team, I'd probably say the Colts.
And if you got the chance to sack Peyton Manning, would you get up and do a little dance or any type of celebration?
I probably would because in college I never did no celebrating like that, and my teammates would always get on me for that. And if I did, I probably would just so they could see on TV and see, okay, Dempsey's doing this thing.
Definitely. Well, give me a moonwalk or something. You got to give a shout out. Do something so I know that you remember this conversation. When you do go out there and get your first NFL sack, you got to give me something so I can see it.
Okay, definitely. I will. Definitely, I will do that.
All right, John. Well, hey, it was great having you on. Good luck in the future, and hopefully an NFL team will be smart enough to take a good long look at you and give you the opportunity that you well deserve.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Have a good one, John.
You too.